It's the morning show on WPHM. And for the vacationing Paul Miller, here's Bill Gilmer.
A little traveling music for this Friday morning. Bill Gilmer in for Paul Miller. He'll be back with us on Monday. And I'll return the favor then and take a day off as well. Never, it seems, a day off for the Blue Water Transportation Commission. Jim Wilson is the general manager there. We welcome him on board this morning. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Bill.
I hear you've surpassed the 1 million mark for commuters on the buses. And that's, it seems like the number of bus riders just keep increasing each year.
Well, yeah, that's the extended evening hours that we started about 10 years ago. We just passed 1 million riders on those extended evening hours that is paid for with federal and state grants.
That's with the original bus routes, extended hours, 1 million customers. How long has that been going on?
About 10 years.
So did virtually 100,000 a year on the average, but if memory serves me right, numbers have actually increased in recent years.
They've continued to grow from the beginning, and what we've also seen was a similar increase in our daytime ridership for people who previously couldn't use the bus because they couldn't get home and now are able to ride it both ways. So that million ridership for the last 10 years was accompanied by another roughly million ridership increase during our daytime regular service.
Now, the daytime service, you've had that literally for decades.
Yes, 40 years.
40 years now. And the bus service, kind of a historic bus service, and somewhat unique for southeastern Michigan. You're kind of on your own, so to speak. You're not really with Metro Detroit or any other regional service.
Well, it's not that unusual, but yeah, we serve the Port Huron urbanized area and all of St. Clair County. And we do have a route that for commuters that connects with the smart bus system down at 23 Mile and Gratiot in the morning and in the afternoon for people who want to access jobs down in the Detroit area.
How's that worked for you thus far? You get quite a number of riders?
In the 10 years or so that we've been operating that route, we've carried about 122,000 rides.
Wow. Okay, so that's a goodly number. A lot of people talk about, remember the old days when we had bus routes everywhere or trains everywhere or the interurban.
Oh, yeah.
We've gotten a little bit closer to that era with some of these connections.
Well, there used to be, of course, the interurban that ran to Port Huron, and then for many years until the early 80s, Greyhound operated a route between Port Huron and Detroit, and they discontinued that in the early 80s. And then from then on, there really was no connection, public transportation connection to the Detroit area from Port Huron until about 10 years ago when we started this commuter route.
Lots of folks head down Detroit Way, but you don't get too many looking for routes to the west, say to Flint.
No, although there's... we are investigating possible ways to increase transportation along that corridor as well.
So that's becoming an up-and-coming potential anyway for a bus route there. How many bus routes do you have in the city proper, or at least in this region proper?
Well, we have 7 fixed routes that meet downtown every 45 minutes. And those fixed routes connect with the Shopper Shuttle, which is another fixed route. They connect with the commuter routes, which are fixed routes. And there's 2 of those. And then they connect with the Marysville, the Port Huron Township buses, the Birchville Township, and the Fort Gratiot dial-a-ride. And then we have about five buses that operate for people with disabilities and senior citizens within the city.
So you could have over a dozen of them on the road all at the same time.
And then we have about 40 buses that we operate for community mental health and the YMCA and Community Action Agency.
Talking with Jim Wilson, General Manager of Blue Water Area Transportation. The old trolley, is that due back out again this season?
Oh, yeah. We get that ready. We start doing school groups around the end of May, and then once school's over, we go open it up to the general public for the whole summer, and then a few Saturdays in the fall up through the middle of October.
Is that still a dime a shot?
It is.
Wow. That's the cheapest transportation known to man. You might as well pay us to be on the thing at that rate. But dime a shot for the trolley. And that's basically just daytime during the summer, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's intended to show off the community to visitors.
Now, how's the new transportation hub doing in downtown?
Oh, it's doing great. The passengers love it. I've heard a lot of favorable comments from the public. It certainly looks nicer over on Quay Street now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you hardly, you don't really notice any mass, you know, traffic coming and going kind of thing. It all seems to run pretty smooth.
Yeah. No, it worked out well getting the buses coming and going in two different directions. Helps them spread out quicker so you don't see, a line of buses going through town. And
you still see more hockey players than buses, which is
yes. Oh, and one interesting thing, Bill, was on during the Saturday of the Chili Fest.
Yes.
We had over 1,400 people use the restrooms at the transfer center.
Wow! So everybody enjoyed Chili Fest and then hit the restrooms a little bit later. That's amazing. And that's something downtown has always kind of looked for is restroom facilities, which obviously they now have. Is that open essentially 24 hours a day?
No. But, we made arrangements to stay open late for Chili Fest, and, for other events, we'll do the same.
Okay, good. That's a great idea. And, of course, you've got kind of a split parking lot in that area, if I remember right, with part of it being free parking at least for an hour.
That's what I've been told, yes.
So that helps out a little bit, too. Parking always a concern downtown, and we'll apparently continue to be. Should folks be interested in getting a route for Blue Water Area Transportation or any other information? I think you folks have a website, do you not?
We do. It's BWBUS. That stands for Blue Water Bus, BWBUS.com.
And sign on to that, take a look at the website and see what routes might do you justice. Yeah. Basic rate?
Is 80 cents
a trip. So if you're heading to the mall or whatever, you want to go up into Fort Gratiot or south part of Port Huron for whatever reason, the $1.60 round trip and you'll be there and back.
That's right.
All right. And as the song says, you can update your Facebook page along the way.
That's right.
All right. Good. Hey, Jim, good talking to you. We wish you a good weekend and, congratulations on this mile marker, the 1 million mark for the regional bus routes and extended hours. It obviously is a worthwhile service.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Have a good day now.